Just asking, because I know sometimes you put them out there for other people. Like I said,
you know, that you could get rid of. It's been a while. You know, Red Coat, I put in there because...
Adam
was lamenting that he didn't want to... he slummed and bought a second print, or he was going to slum and get a second print.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He's not a poor.
And I said to him, you know, I go, I have the first print. I go, but just so you know, it's not the cover A, it's the connecting cover.
Right.
But it's a first print. I go, if you buy the second print, I go, I'll just give you my first print for the second print. I don't care.
You're crazy, son. I'm a printing elitist, just so you know.
I am not. You know, it is what it is.
Hate you people. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, boy. So if only that was the least of my my woes this past week.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask because I know the troubles you get into.
Yes, the troubles that I get into. But that's what the troubles I get into are. So went to Hershey this past weekend. Everything was great.
Right.
I'll save the bad news for Adam when we do At Odds this weekend that we won't be able to do the Hershey Park season pass sharing opportunity.
Oh, I was hoping to get in on that. He was talking to it about it a little bit.
Yeah. You might have to you both might have to alter your appearance greatly.
Oh, I'm easy. I'm a shape changer, Joe.
Yeah. We'll see. So, well, we'll get into it. But I got my giant Reese's peanut butter cup as discussed here last week.
Right. Go ahead. All right. So you got it, right? It's and like it comes in an edible shell, right?
Yes.
Obviously. Now, I'm wondering, because it looks like thick, like there's a lot of meat in that Hershey, you know what I mean? Does it fall apart when you bite it?
No. Okay,
do you know what I'm asking? Because it seems like it would crumble under the weight of your mandible jaw.
So, it is very heavy in and of itself. Right. Now, a couple things. You know, I waited till like toward the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been to Hershey Park.
Oh my God. It has to be 20 years since I've been to the park and 10 years since I went to see Bruce Springsteen at the stadium there.
Gotcha. So part of the season passes, you get preferential parking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're literally like right across from Chocolate World, which is like outside the park. Like you can just go to Chocolate World without buying a ticket. And that's where you go and get your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we'll go. I'll look and I'll see what time they're open till. Cause we got at the park at like 11. And I'm like, toward the end of the day, I'll go, I'll get it. And I'll stash it in the car.
Right. Cause you don't want to leave it melting all day.
Right. And it was a cool day this past Saturday. You know,
This isn't the weather show.
I wasn't too worried about it melting or anything else like that. But I will say, as we read off all the ingredients and so forth last week on the show,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that when they run out of ingredients, they don't restock those ingredients at, like, say, 5 o'clock.
Oh, that is dirty pool right there.
And when I questioned, because on the website it said that you can get a milk chocolate or a dark chocolate one, and I asked for the dark chocolate one, and they looked at me like I was speaking another language.
Yep. Once again, I'll always say I'm not a fan of dark chocolate, because it has a bitter edge to it, and it lacks the oral ecstasy of its milkier cousin, John, every time.
So you could only get 4 things mixed in, right?
Right, because that's all they had left, or
no. Okay. When you go, so it doesn't say this on the website, but when you go there, it says pick any 4 of these mix-ins, right?
Oh, okay. You're only allowed up to 4. Where I'd like 8 is what you're saying. Yeah.
And the way that it works is so they put it together. And have you ever gone to Cold Stone?
Yes, I have.
So it's prepared similarly to Cold Stone, where they put like a semi like frozen, I guess, slab of peanut butter on like their frozen slab. They put all the mix-ins in and they mix all that together and they put it in the shell and they put a lid on it. And they say the idea of the lid is that you break off pieces of the lid and then you eat the stuff that's inside, like nachos.
Right, so it's chocolate tortilla chips.
Yes. Now,
got it.
They say this, in like, I'm there with April, my kid's off doing his own thing, and because they say that it's like chocolate, because they say it's like chocolate nachos,
mm-hmm.
my wife says, oh, I could have some too. And what do you think I said to her?
Oh, fuck off?
No, I said, no, you get to enjoy me enjoying this.
Oh my God, Joe. That's fantastic.
So, got it home. It says on the box that, like, you don't have to refrigerate it, but you could refrigerate it. So overnight I refrigerated it, and then, you know, I would break off pieces, and the lid doesn't, like, break off evenly, right? And I'm scooping bits out.
Now, when you break the lid, is it a tough break or an easy break?
It's just like you were to get, like, a regular Hershey bar.
Okay, see, I don't know how thick the chocolate is. That's why I'm asking.
It could be
2 inches thick, for all I know.
No, it's not. Now, the base of this is a little bit more hefty than mm-hmm. the sides of the cup.
Right.
And then once I was done with the lid, I had eaten enough of the insides that I was able to just break off pieces that I wanted and eat it like that.
Right. Gotcha. With some residue or something like that left on it. Got it.
But highly recommended. We'll purchase again next time that we go.
Right. 4 A pluses.
Yeah.
What did you give it? 7 thumbs up, I think.
And I'll say this. It lasted 2.5 days.
Oh, wow. That's 2 days longer than it would have lasted me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'll say, you know, because have you gone to the store and bought a candy bar these days, Todd?
Every once in a while. I'm not big on candy. I've gotten off sweets, but I do make my own Hershey's things. I'll buy the Hershey candy bar and then get a spoon and eat Jif and, like, put it on it and make my own. I love that. I love that. But I don't eat too many, like, I'm not out there, like, stuffing my pockets with whatchamacallits, if you get my drift. But
because an average candy bar is, like, $2 to $3.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy. And this thing, which, you know, obviously $20, I get my 15% discount because I'm a
preferred member.
A season pass holder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that puts it down to. And then, like, and this lasted me 2.5 days. Like, that's cheaper than going and buying, like, 2.5 days worth of candy bars at the local store.
Right, because that would be 7 candy bars at $3 a
piece. Or whatever. Yeah. Right. So it's worth it for the drive to go there and bring one back. And I had people requesting, like, oh, could you get one and send it to me? And I'm like, oh, if I bought 2 of these, there's no chance the second one is making to the post office.
Right. Now, but to be fair,
uh-huh.
the second one might make it to your house for a wonderful co-host to come and pick up while he's getting peanut sticks along the way.
Possibly.
And maybe the pizza with the onions, so he can go into a full diabetic coma.
Mm-hmm. So we also ate at the fancy restaurant that's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the Chocolatier.
I saw something you may have posted up, and I thought you were disgusting, but go ahead.
Okay. So obviously everything there, and when I say everything is some sort of chocolate peanut butter infused whatever, right?
Right.
My April even went and got a salad.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't win friends with salad, Joe.
Because... And the salad that she got had pretzel croutons and, like, chocolate-infused, like, whatever, right? It was, like, chocolate and cheese-infused whatever.
Right.
So I'm looking at their menu.
Chocolate vinaigrette dressing.
And they had a Reese's Peanut Butter Crunch burger, uh-huh. right? And then one of the things that was on the burger was spiced sweet potato straws.
Oh.
I'm looking at the menu off the app right now. That's why I know all these things. So I'm like, that doesn't sound appetizing to me, but they have another sandwich on here. Where the hell is it? I got to close some stuff. Hang on.
I can imagine.
Got a lot of things open.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have, and I'm not going to do it, then they have the ultimate barbecue bacon burger.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. So it's pulled pork, bacon, and Hershey's chocolate barbecue sauce.
Now that sounds delightful.
Okay. So I say to myself, what if I ask the nice waiter person for that sandwich? No cheese, of course.
Does it come with cheese?
It does come with cheese.
Okay, I didn't know there was cheese on it.
But no cheese, of course. But can I get that crunchy peanut butter whatever that's on the other burger? And the gentleman's like, absolutely, you know, let's do it, right?
See, I would be getting all this stuff on the side.
So I learned my lesson. The bacon and pulled pork and chocolate barbecue sauce and the crunchy peanut butter sauce was too rich. It was okay. Just too much.
That's why you get stuff on the side, so you could dip. I'm a dipper, yeah. Not a pourer, but go ahead.
So again, I just learned my lesson. Like next time we go, I'll just get the burger without the peanut butter stuff. And it's like and when I say it's a chunky peanut butter, Todd, it was like full peanuts in the peanut butter sauce.
I'm a fan of peanuts. I don't like chunky peanut butter, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I like that sandwich. That sounds too, I don't know, too many flavors for my tastes. But would I try it? Yes.
It's worth it. And it's, you know, reasonably priced for what you would consider for, like, you know, amusement park food, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And they really could have raked you over the coals for this. Like, obviously something like that you're going to do okay with. But the, like, we went with Ace's friend and, like, the family and everything else like that. And I think, like, on the kids' menu, the mac and cheese was, like, it's like a ridiculous price, right?
Right.
What the hell is it? Kids menu.
I can't wait to try all this food when me and Adam dress up like you in April.
Yes. So it doesn't have the prices here on the app, of course. You know, why would it?
That's so they could change it on. They could have that, what's that pricing where it changes by how busy they are?
Market price.
There you go.
Yes. Or flex pricing. Isn't that the thing that like Wendy's was claiming they were going to do?
Yep. Flex themselves right out of the camera frame.
Mm-hmm. But I went on zero rides and I ate food.
What a waste of a ticket on you. That's all.
After the third trip, it pays for itself.
Right. After I don't ride rides three times, the ticket pays for itself.
Right. Because it was windy that day, a couple of the roller coasters were shut down because they won't run them if it's super windy. It's the ones that run on, like, the suspension track as opposed to, like, on rails.
Right, because the cars could fly off.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
So I got one more before I ask you. How is any updates on you? Anything okay? Everything all right?
Everything okay. I did nothing in the last week. Nothing.
Good.
Nothing at all. Just sat around the house and, I don't know, did a little bit of my collection and nothing else. Nothing else.
All right. So the website, soon to be named Network, is dead.
What?
Okay. So you really didn't know this or you?
No. Okay. What I knew was the last I had heard, and I don't remember if I saw it, that it was on Twitter or in the Discord you talking about it, or because I'm going to tell you this, a lot of stuff goes in one ear and out the other. Like, I don't retain anymore. So I don't know if you told me about the soon-to-be-named network Tumblr being gone.
Yes.
So you did tell me about that. That wasn't just in the Twitter.
No, it was on Twitter and it was in the Discord.
Okay, fair enough. That I knew, but I didn't know about the soon to be named network website.
Well, that it is. That's what the soon to be named network website was. It was Tumblr.
Oh, it was a Tumblr site. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought they were two separate things you were talking about.
It is two separate things that link together. Like longboxheroes.com is a WordPress site.
Okay.
But, like, you could type in longboxheroes.com/wordpress.com and get there. Or you could just type in longboxheroes.com and it's a redirect, right? It takes you right where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas soon-to-be-named-network.com would take you to the Tumblr, you know? So Thursday, I'm sitting here and I get the notification that a new episode of Puzzle Warriors 3 is live, and I grab it and I go and I put it up on the site. No problem. No fuss, no muss, right?
Right.
So one of Tim and Marcus's shows that they do is part of a different network of shows, the North-South Connection. And the link that they have on their social media for it is only about 2 years out of date.
Okay.
So when they post up a new episode, one, they do a very poor job of promoting it.
No.
Two, when I go to the link that's on their social media, it stopped updating. The link that's on their social media stopped updating in November of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to go through the actual North-South Connection site. Then I have to, like, sort by viewer's choice, which is the show that they do. So I missed it when they put their show out, you know, Monday morning. So yep. This is Thursday. Adam and I are recording the show. I go, oh, shit. I go, I want to, you know, listen to that. And it's Tim and Marcus. I want to promote it up on the site. So I go, I grab the link, and I go to the Tumblr, and it just pops up and says, your account has been suspended.
Oh, no.
Now, it says, so I'll go there right now, and so I'll get the
Elon
message.
Called Tumblr and got you shut down.
What was that?
Elon called Tumblr and got you shut down, too.
So when I go to the Tumblr, it says account terminated, right?
Right. With prejudice.
Yeah.
Or because of prejudice, one or the other.
I'm going to try to log in right now.
I hope it works, just miraculously.
No, because there's a redirect for it, too.
Gotcha. And I probably have a solution for all your Tim and Marcus podcast problems.
Yeah?
Yeah, use Google Podcatcher.
Wait a minute.
Use the Google Podcast, and you're good okay. to go. I heard it works really, really well.
So it pops up, and it says that my account has been terminated.
Right.
And it and there's a thing there that says, like, to find out why, click here.
Mm-hmm.
And the form that it takes you to... Right. is to fill out, like, reporting, like, there's a thing, like, oh, choose a category, and there's a whole bunch of different categories and stuff, right? Like, mm-hmm. my blog was incorrectly marked as explicit, my tags aren't working, report bugs, et cetera, et cetera, and then it says terminated account. And when I fill the thing in for the terminated account, everything that it gives me is though I'm reporting a post that caused my account to get terminated.
And you don't know what terminated your
account. But I was never notified of what caused it to happen, right?
Right.
So that's like Thursday night, Ad Odds is done, wrapped up, ready to go, everything's scheduled. I go, okay, now let's start working on this. So I send the thing through the form, and it's been 5 days and I haven't gotten a response.
Like they're backlogged, so you'll be at any day now.
So, we mentioned the redirect for Longbox Heroes. I think I have the redirect for Soon to Be Named Network as well. So, I have the domain through GoDaddy, and I go into my GoDaddy account, and I only have Longbox Heroes. So, I'm going back through all my stuff for Soon to Be Named Network, and Jeremy of the Remember Fresher and Parlance podcast?
I know of it.
Right, so he's Fresher of Fresher and Parlance. He's my friend Pete's friend, so I reach out to him, and I'm just like, hey, you know, this is what happened. I go, I think you still have access to this. I go, could you help me out? And he's like, oh, I have it through Squarespace. And I'm like, well, I have this through GoDaddy. I don't know if we can mix the two or whatever. And he goes, I really want to take this off your hands since you guys haven't podcasted in like 5 years. You know, why should I be bothering you with this? And similar to Brian, he's like, I don't want to give this up. But if you just give me the link that you want it to redirect to now, mm-hmm. I'll do it for you.
Right.
Well, he hasn't done it yet.
Shocking.
It's only been 2 days.
No, I know.
And he's a busy guy and I get it. And he's doing me a favor. But in the meantime... You can go to linktree.com/STVN network, and that's where all the links to all the shows will be.
All right, let me bookmark that. Hold on. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I have a feeling the Tumblr's dead. I'm never going to get it back. Again, if it's been 5 days and they haven't responded to me, I'm just considering it a dead issue.
I'm pretty sure that they'll get back to you, Joe. Look at how quick Twitter kept getting back to you.
Yeah. So by setting up the link tree, and then once Jeremy does the redirect and has soon to be named network.com, just go to the link tree. That's just where all the shows are going to be. I don't have to worry about posting it every time a new show goes live. It'll just be like, go there. That's where all the shows are. That's where you could find all the links to them. And that's it. And then I never need to, like, touch it again unless somebody, like, adds a show or changes a show or whatever.
Right.
But I'm not going to try to get a new Tumblr. I'm not going to try to do any of that sort of stuff because between me and you is a bit of a pain in the ass.
Well, I'm glad you're in charge of all this and not me. I'll just say that. Because guess what would have happened if any of these things happened and I was in charge?
Mm-hmm. Everything would just be closed down permanently,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So that's it. That's been my week.
I'm glad to hear you had good times, bad times, you know, all of it. Your life was literally a roller coaster, but you didn't ride one.
Not that I would know, no.
Right. Mm-hmm. You crazy kid, you.
Yeah. But no, I was told one. My delicate sensibilities would have been able to handle. And then the other one was one of the ones that was closed down, right. That they thought they'd be able to handle.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well.
But that's it. That's the show, man. Patreon's still good, right? They haven't shut us down there.
Give it time, Joe. Give it time.
So, Todd, it's been a little bit more than 12 months, but in the last 14 months, we've lost our Amazon click-through. I've lost a Twitter account and a Tumblr.
Patreon will be next. This show's never going to get sold, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. And it's crazy to think that, like, these, especially on Twitter now these days, like, you know how every post, like,
Nudes in profile.
What was that?
Nudes in profile.
Okay, so that, but then I'd made the joke to someone when they had kind of mentioned that that's what all their things are. And I looked at one of their posts earlier in the day and it had like 5 replies that were all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I send the screenshot. I send it to him. I go, whatever do you mean? And he goes, oh no, I've graduated to just hardcore pornography in my replies.
Oh, good.
Right. And I'm like, cool. And I know Tumblr tried to do away with that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say they've been doing a poor job of it.
Oh.
But those accounts still live. The hardcore pornography accounts still live on Twitter. But God forbid I tell someone to fuck off.
I still think it was your bloody wrestling posts. That's all I'm going to say.
And I've been mindful about doing that, too. I don't do the bloody ones.
Because they think it's a car wreck or something.
I don't know what the hell they think it is. But Patreon's still good. If Patreon gets shut down, we're moving to OnlyFans.
Yeah, and I don't have one set up already, so that'll be a bit of a problem. I swear.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, patreon.com/longboxheroes is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Support the show. Help us out. All those
donate
sort of things.
To Making of Megaforce if you can.
Yes, donate to Making of Megaforce. We'll talk about it on the main show, but they're, what, up to 86% with like a week and a half left to go?
Right, and I haven't even backed it yet.
Yeah, so. And it's the big wigs like Todd that are going to do the one where you get 6 Zippos, 9 headbands, 7 thumb kisses. They're the ones that are holding out and waiting for the last minute.
I got to have one headband for every day of the week, you know?
Okay. And one Zippo to light each of those headbands on fire with?
Never. I do need one to frame, too.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, thank you very much. This was episode 491 of After Dark, Logbox Heroes After Dark or something. Sure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for bearing with us. See you next week.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.